Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, happy mother-loving spring solstice. So before we jump into our spreads for today, let's discuss this a little bit. So today, guess what's going on? It's really fascinating, right? Today, the orbit will line up both hemispheres, so we're going to be experiencing equal balance of amounts of sunlight. Now, the sun will be placed precisely over our Earth's equator, so equal day, equal night. Spring has sprung, okay? Springing into action. Now, this is the time for coming up out of our human hibernation as we're leaving winter. We did a lot of introspection, a lot of inner looking, sitting with self, doing some internalizing of different things, and looking and seeing what we have in store with ourselves and really kind of sorting that out. So now as we're moving into the season of spring, this is like the time for rebirth, coming out of human hibernation. And we're really looking during this time to reconnect with Mother Nature. So look at this time as coming up out of, you know, an old energy and embracing the new one. So we're leaving behind what was with winter and winter's hibernation. We're coming back out into the sun, awakening ourselves and our souls. Nature is out here reawakening as well as we are. And you know, we're beginning to embrace that energy. I know most of you have been feeling it. You know, minus the whole like shadow phase part of it, but you feel that energized feeling. You're feeling the emerging of the rebirth and the renewal. And this is a really big time for astrology because it does mark the start of the new year. We're coming back out, we're birthing, you know, new creations, new growth, and you know, Mother Nature is out here rebirthing, you know, itself as well. So it's really a wonderful time and a wonderful thing to experience and see. But you know, this energy could be a little wild for a bit. You know, we have a lot going on, you know, transit wise here. We're experiencing a lot of wild ass energy, but it's coming up and really forging ahead and making a path. So we're starting off, you know, with spring solstice and Aries season, and then we are going into the penundrum lunar eclipse. And then after that, we will be hitting into April 1st, which is going to start the season of, well, not the season, but it's going to start the, this energy boy got me all tongue tied up. Okay. It is going to be starting Mercury retrograding in Aries, and we haven't been, you know, retrograde in a while. So this is really kicking it off, and then we're heading on over to April 8th, which we're going to have a solar eclipse in Aries as well. So, you know, it is going to be wild. It's like going to be wild waves in the sea. And once we have like that footing and we're kind of prepared, you know, it's easier to ride the wave if you're more mentally prepared instead of it just coming up on you and sneaking you like rah, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck is all this craziness going on here? What is happening? You know, so it can be a little bit rough out here, but with the Aries of the Ram, you know, it's kind of for you to push through, make a path, even with redirection. So it's going to be a wild time, right? So this is really going to kick you into action with forward movement, pursuing goals, dreams, intentions, and growth. So this is a perfect place to start. Well, this energy is going to be more of like, maybe you have been doing, and this energy coming in is putting oneself first so you can keep proceeding to do. It's so much like a refilling of one's cup, and we're kind of forging out anything that is kind of stagnant, just like we are doing in the garden. We go out there and we're picking last season's weeds that have you know, have died out there, and we pick them out of the garden so there can be a new merging of growth. You know, with the flowers and the grass and, you know, plants, veg, whatever the case may be. And it's like we're making that new space for new growth. But you know, because if we left weeds out in the garden and they're just like real heavy up on top of the soil, it kind of stunts the growth a little bit, kind of makes the process a little longer, harder. And, you know, we're doing a little bit of a cleaning and clearing as well with this energy as we move into this forward energy with spring. So during this time, it's all about growth. You know, rituals could go from reconnecting with nature, whether, again, you're tending to, you know, your garden, or you're tending to putting seeds of intention into your inner soul's garden. The effort here is like the energy here is like whatever effort that you put in is the effort that you're going to see. So we have to have a way of pulling out what is no longer necessary, what is stopping us, stunning us. And we're really verbalizing that as well with our needs and putting our needs, you know, maybe first because they weren't being put first throughout this time. So this is time of where everybody's seeing, you know, their personal growth and their worth and acknowledging that and putting, you know, different things into place. So it's a beautiful thing. Now, this will be the time. Again, we're starting new cycles, so it's going to be a little wild at first until we get our footing. And then, you know, it's going to be nothing but up from there. So just take this time to, you know, tend to the garden, clean up the weeds. And whether, you know, you're physically outside or you could be in your home, your phone, your device, your mind, your soul, whatever needs tending to during this time to declutter and kind of move some of those energies out of the way so this new energy has an open space to expand and flourish. And, you know, cleaning and organizing, decluttering is really great. And it's like, it's almost like spiritually allows us symbolically to welcome in new energy where it has some type of movement to flow. Is there anything else that I want to mention before we moved along? I think that was it. So we're going to cut it here and we're going to jump into today's readings. Our readings today include a collective energy for the week of the 19th to the 26th of March. Again, all signs are welcome. So only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to reverse the roles as you see energetically fit to your timeline. And if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. So our readings include that collective energy for the week, collective spiritual message from, you know, spirit, ancestors, guardians, guides, whoever may want to come through and convey something. And at the end, you will find love messages. Okay, so we're going to jump in to today's segment. All right, collective, my lovely human beings, welcome to today's episode. I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings and the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. So only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also reverse the energetic roles to see fit to your story timeline. All right, I'm going to be using two decks today, the Classic Tarot and the Fairy Tarot, for closing messages. Now, our readings are going to be good for the 19th through the 26th. So if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to recheck back with me next Tuesday. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, hear, and be aware of for this week, energetic-wise. Please and thank you. Now, these messages could fit together to make one big story, or these could be individual messages regarding different areas of life. All right. So let's see what we have. Okay. All right, Spirit, what energy do we have coming in this week for the collective? Ooh, first card out, the Tower reversed, Major Arcana. I was about to say Major Arcana. Major Arcana. I'm just telling you, these transits are getting me all tongue-tied up. All right, so we have a Major Arcana, the Tower reversed. So this is like a deep level of you just being prepared for changes that must eventually take place once you fix some type of, you know, idea that's like kind of liberating you from some sort of stuck timeline. So this is like, you know, you getting yourself together and being flexible and open to different changes in the currency of the wave, and you're preparing yourself. Now, if this was upright, you know, this would be like someone ignoring or denying something, you know, that may need destruction for restruction. But it does, you know, it's coming here in reversed. And, you know, like, you're like, okay, I'm ready for this change. I'm ready to take that on. You know, it's a good energy to have, especially now with spring solstice, Aries season, and us coming into the Penundrium lunar eclipse alongside, you know, Mercury retrograde in the zodiac sign of Aries and the solar eclipse. So it's a beautiful energy to have. All right, we also have the Emperor, another major on the board. Some major ass changes coming on this week. And this is upright. So there's some type of issue regarding, let me see. This is like some type of issue regarding something with some type of forward movement and endeavors. It's like there's an energy coming in with this Emperor that is saying like, it's like some type of understanding energy that is coming in, like, with kind of like, oh, I know, like, peace requires some type of flexibility and willingness. Yeah, it's coming in, like, with forward movement. So there is forward movement here. Because the Emperor is like coming in, that's like very, like one who's representing power and wisdom, and like one who understands. Oh man, what? This energy is wild. Another Major Arcana on the board, the Chariot upright. So there needs to be some type. All right, so I had a delivery. Okay. So, with this Chariot, another major on the board, upright, you know, this is bringing in the energy of competing, you know, and type of, some type of control around, energy around control. This could be something regarding maybe an inner conflict or something regarding people or some type of situation. So, you could be resolving some type of conflict within self, and this is, you know, giving you the momentum to make that forward movement. And when we talk about the Chariot, this is revealing this journey in some way, shape, or form that has most likely been a progression in some type of way or another. And, you know, this could be something regarding working around success as well. So, you know, again, this is coming in very major changes taking place this week for the collective, with the Tower here reversed, the Emperor upright, and the Chariot upright as well. So again, there's this energy coming in like, you know, I know some changes need to be taking place. I'm acknowledging that. I'm open to it. And, you know, with the Emperor here, it's like the understanding of knowing what needs to bring peace upon the waters. And with the Chariot, you know, it's like having some type of acknowledgement of some type of energy that needs to be resolved in order to progress forward. And we're going to get some messages from the Fairy Tarot, and that will be your collective energy for this week. All right, Spirit, what other closing messages do you have? Closing messages for this energy, Spirit. Oh. Wow, you can't make that shit the fuck up. We have the Emperor coming out again. Check the number four, angel number four. Again, this is coming out with using logic, because this is going to, again, increase your success and getting organized and firm and very passionate about some type of role one wants to play. So, again, the Emperor is coming in, confirming this energy more. You know, and there's a lot of cards in this deck for that. Just, you know, you can't make it up, man. I'm telling you. So, again, this is opening energy up. And, again, further confirmation with realizing something needs to be... something needs to be acknowledged, where there is peace among the waters and the willingness to kind of... It's almost like an energy of wanting to protect the peace in the waters. You know what I mean? It's not like a raging ocean. It's like almost like a calm pond where one relaxes. It's giving that type of energy. All right, what else, Spirit? What else, Spirit? Oh. All right, we also have the Moon, number 18. So again, one's having very insightful intuition, flashes of epiphanies, and really kind of releasing whatever stagnant energy that is causing some type of like fear or stress. But it's more of an energy of coming in with something there and understanding a situation more clearly. Because again, things could be... You know, when we're in the moon, it's a little bit like, you know, it's like dark. It's like, you know, coming, it's like immersed with the moon and tarot. It's almost like there's things that are being highlighted, maybe romanced a little bit more, until you turn on the lights and then you're like, what? What the hell is that over there? You know, a funky ass sock. What is that? Okay. So it's like kind of like a, like an energy like, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm going to let go of the fear of what's under there, but I'm just going to find some type of understanding. Let's get one more card. Whoa. You got three cards here. Well, that, you can't really, Tell Spirit. So we got, wow, these are all like major cards here. This is wild as shit. So we just had the Sun, the Star, and Life Experience pop out. So with the Sun here, so numbers we have on here are 4, 18, 19, 17, 16. All right, now with the Sun here, this is like one prepping up plans, things working out as they should. It's like rewards are coming in here with tons of like acknowledgement and gratitude. The Star is coming in. This is one really looking at the future with optimism and really taking the courage to move anything out of the way, even if it's a fucking mountain. It's like, we're gonna get through this. But there are different things that are coming up regarding a relief from different things moving around with challenges and changes and maybe different things that were experienced that could have caused some type of, you know, inflexible movement. And then we have Life Experience. This is like really one letting go again. This is more of a confirmation, letting go of something that may not be working for you or for some type of process that you're like moving with. This is like big life changes are coming through, a situation that is leading up to very significant opportunities, and it's like there's the door and all you have to do is walk through it. It's like you can see it within self and mind's eye, and it's like now you have to start moving towards it and like letting go of some old cycle, traits, patterns, habits, whatever the case may be. So collective, that's what I have for you regarding your energy for this week. There's major changes on the board here. We have nothing but majors. Nothing but majors. So take that energy and place it how you may. And I will see you on the next segment for your your spiritual messages. Whoever wants to come through, ancestors, guardians, and guides. Well, hello, hello, hello. My lovely human beings, welcome to your second segment. Well, technically your third segment, where we're going to get some messages from ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, whoever likes to come through. All right, so only take what resonates, leave the rest behind, and feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. All right, so we're going to be using the spirit deck. We're going to see who would like to come through and convey some things. We're also going to be using the Cupid's arrow to get a little preview on the energy from spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. All right. I'm going to start off with the Cupid's arrow deck and get a little preview of what spirit is going to be tapping onto today. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to know, hear, be aware of, or whatever you would like to communicate today. Please and thank you. What is the preview on this energy today, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High? For the collective. Oh. All right, we have divine timing. So, you know, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High are coming through saying, you know, if there's something that you're waiting on, looking for at a certain point in time, or anything of that nature, or maybe something's blocking you from something, spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides are coming through saying, look, everything has a time, plan, and a purpose. Sit back and relax. Everything's as it should be. Oh, we have energy activation and new opportunity. Okay. An apology. So, an obsession. What the hell's going on? Okay. So, we have energy activation. So, there's a lot of different connection going on here with divine. It looks like someone's like meditating, doing affirmations, possibly connecting with divine source and tongue tying. I'm telling you, connecting with divine source some sort of way. And we have a new opportunity here. So this is from some type of insight that is gained, some wisdom and knowledge that is found. This is creating new doors of opportunity in different aspects of life. Also, we have apology here. So there could be something regarding apology through some type of understanding coming through as well, and obsession. So there could be some type of focusing on some type of situation that the energy may be a little bit off from. And at the bottom of the deck, denial. All right, so you could be focusing on something regarding timing here, but there is some type of new energy that is coming in. So, you know, take a drink of my apple juice. All right, so yeah, there could be something going on with wanting to rush a new opportunity. But we're going to see what spirit would like to convey through spiritual message. All right, ancestors, guardians, guides of the Most High, please come through and let me know what you would like to convey. I was only planning to get 3 cards from that deck. 5 came out. Well, I guess they have a lot to say during this time. Alright. We have... Whoa. So, that just came out in mid-pre-first shuffle relationship. So, there could be... Spirit side is coming in, relaying a message about something regarding a relationship. And relationships are mirrors, basically images of, you know, your own life and you feel and how you feel and how you treat yourself as well. So this is also like how you react and respond to different situations regarding others around you. So, you know, just be aware that every relationship is an opportunity for some type of soul's growth. Spirit is coming in. So you could be experiencing something regarding a relationship and spirit conveying. You know, we have people that come on in for seasons, rhymes, reasons. And they can open up, unlock certain parts of our consciousness. And they're saying that, you know, you might not be realizing that. Okay. Oh. All right, we have self-sabotage. So spirit is coming through wanting you to get out your own way, basically, because once that happens, spirit's like, look, there ain't no turning back around once you get, you know, your engine going. Once you warm up and you know you got it going and you know that you can go forward, spirit's like, there's nothing here that's going to stop you from achieving your goals. They're saying something about maybe some type of inner conversation you may be having with self. So, let's see. Okay, we have cleanse. So, spirit is coming through, you know, just saying... Maybe it's time for a nice cleansing and clearing. Is the perfect energy for it, you know, collective. But well, with the new cycle that we have beginning today for the new year. And this is like taking time out, cleansing. Maybe this is physically cleaning your car, your energetic space, you know, your aura, whatever the case may be. But this is a call to, you know, get things organized because... it's time for some type of, you know, cleaning, clearing spiritually, physically, and emotionally. All right. Okay, we have stay connected. Yeah, so spirit's coming in wanting more time with connection. They notice that you have a tendency to kind of pull away from the connection with this some type of journey in regards to a physical realm. It looks like, you know, you may be doing a lot on the outside and spirit's like, can we get some of that up in here? What's going on? Can we get a connection? What do we have? You know, hello, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, and then last card we have out is strength. So, you know, spirit is also saying, look, you have the strength, you know, and strength brings different things regarding, you know, conviction, confidence, and balance with the mind, body, and soul. And spirit has its own unique way of replenishing your soul. And this is really coming in saying, you know, that they're never not with you. They're always with you. And even in your weak moments, you know, they would like you to call upon them because that's what they are there for, to back you and assist you and, you know, bring some type of clarification and assist you in some type of way, shape, or form. But again, you know, we have rules, basically, spiritually. If you would like assistance, you must ask for that assistance, and they will come right the fuck on in, you know, excuse my French, and they will assist. But other than that, you know, they don't assist just like off the whim, because we do have free will. So, all right, collective, welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some messages regarding whoever is currently on your mind. I'm going to be using a couple of different decks. First deck will be the Cupid's Arrow to get a little bit of the preview of the energy with you and your person. Second deck will confirm that energy, which will be Mystering Virtue. Then we will get some energy regarding your person from the Island Time Wellness, along with conversation cards from the Love Oracle and the Love Tarot. So only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to reverse the roles as you see fit, your energetic story and timeline. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective that they need to know, hear, and be aware of regarding love and whoever is currently on their mind. What is going on with this connection with spirit? Okay, we have divine counterpart. So there is some type of divine connection with you and someone. It looks like, you know, your spirit team is sending someone towards your way this week. Whoever this energy is. Oh, shit. Energy activation again. Yeah, so somebody is coming through, activating someone through, and we have decisions. So, divine counterpart, energy activation, and decisions. So, it looks like somebody is coming through from your spirit team to connect with you in regards of love. And whoever this connection is really giving you some type of activation of energy connecting through to the divine. But there's also, we have last card out here was decisions. So it looks like there's someone needs to make some type of decision, but it looks like someone's gaining clarity through some type of decisions that were made. Okay. We're heading on over to Mystering Virtue now, Love Angels deck. Oh. Let's see what we got here. What is the clarification on this spirit? Okay, we have let go of control issue. So, you know, you or whomever this may be trying to control a situation regarding this connection. Instead of letting something happen naturally, someone could be trying to control the aspect of how it's going to go and all that stuff. So, let's see. Okay. We have playfulness. So, I mean, the energy is coming in very playful. And it's really activating a really, like, nice energy here. Okay. Now, let's see what your energy is coming in regarding your person. So, like, whatever this energy is, it's coming in very playful. You know, you can feel free to be yourself. All right, what can you tell us about collective's person's energy? Okay, we have the Phoenix. So there is some type of new phase coming in. This could be something regarding a rekindle, renewal, transformation, but growth and a change of mind. So it looks like there is some type of transformative energy taking place here. It's like whatever once was is no longer, and there is a rebirth, and there's something regarding a renewal and rekindling when it comes to a relationship or someone having a change of mind. Take that energy how it resonates. All right. We also have lightning here. So, again, new, sudden, shocking changes, surprises, epiphanies, transformations. There's a lot of transformation going on in these spreads today, which is, you know, really coming in great with the energy that's available. So there's a lot of different things, you know, that are quickly happening. And you could be shocked by this energy from your person or them. You take the energy how it resonates. All right. So we have wedding rings. So again, this is a union, some type of soul's contract, internal love, everlasting promise. So you and this person may, whether you're together or not together, there's always a connection in the ether between both of you. All right, so let's get some love conversations and see what your person would like to convey. We'll get some conversation cards first and then love last. All right, Spirit, what would the collective's person like to say? Okay, we have your person coming in saying, I'm acting like I don't care about what's happened between us, but I do. I just want to appear unbothered. So your person is trying to come off as, you know, like, hey, this don't bother me. So I'm just out here. Okay. Jealousy, runaway. So maybe that's why the playful energy is coming in here. Okay, we have showing out, jealousy, and running away. So, whatever this is, your person's coming off like jealous about something. There's a jealousy type of energy here and running away. So it looks like, you know, they're showing out, showing off, and, you know, they're coming in, and we have, I'm very jealous, and I can barely stand it. We have run away. Would you pack a bag and run away from the world so we can be alone together? So you and this person may be not in connection, and they are, you know, jealous of maybe other people talking or connecting with you. You know, in just a regular way, and they want to just pick up and leave off and just have you all to themselves. And the last card that popped out is, you're my favorite person. You're the person I want to call when something good or something bad happens. The first thought I have when I have news to share, you're my person. All right, now let's get some closing cards from the Love Oracle, what they would like to convey regarding love, collective. What would collective's person like to say in regards of love messages, Spirit? Okay, we have, I can't get my eyes off your figure and the way you move. So this person is, you know, watching you. They are looking, peeking, winking, and checking you out. Okay, and then we have, I just need some time. I just need some time to give more in our relationship. So this person may have felt they didn't give enough, or you thought they may have not have given enough in a relationship, so they want to put that effort in now. So that's probably why this energetic activation is here. We also have, the storm will pass and I will still be here standing with you for good. So this person is really coming in like, look, I don't care what happens, you know, in between the meantime, but I know I'm going to be standing here with you in the end. So, oh man, that one just popped out real fast and hard. It says, when you hold my hands, that warmth keeps my insecurities away. So this person probably feels like very, I'm not going to say very, but they probably feel some type of insecurity when they're not fully connected with you and other people are having your time and attention. And when you are with them, it kind of gives them that validation that, you know, you're with them and all your attention or whatever it is that they're fearing, you put that to ease because now they have an understanding with you being around and knowing what is going on. Okay, last card out. No doubt you are the one I only want to spend my life with, the rest of my life and time with. All right, and at the bottom of the deck, we have, I miss the old you, the old us. All right, so that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your readings for today. So it does look like someone is coming back from the past or having, you know, an activation with some kind of understanding and where they, you know, belong with you, and they're coming on and open and receptive to make some very transformative transformations to really start to align, you know, with you and your energy and what you may be having going on, because they don't really like that you are out here, you know, single, it's seeming, you know, and available, because they kind of know the energy that you do hold and they are getting jealous. So that's what I have for you regarding your love messages for this week. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time. Happy spring solstice, everybody. Remember, go out there and get reconnected with Mother Nature. Also, let me say that again, because I felt like I had to yawn trying to say that. So, happy spring solstice, babies. Okay. Remember, enjoy this beautiful day. Go embrace, reconnect with Mother Nature. We are out of that human hibernation. Let's motherfucking go.